the week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing. We do it on a Friday.
Yes, we do.
We look in the rearview mirror just a little bit. And I ain't gonna lie, today it actually is all about Fort Monica. This is a Monica Brooks edition of the top moments of the week. Antoine, I don't know what you and I even did this week.
We weren't here.
What?
We were just bystanders to Monica's journey of life.
We watched Monica go through different phases.
Yeah. I mean, really, Monica, you carried the broadcast this week. We should probably, you might want to kick down the door of the boss and be like, I carried those two. Give me their paychecks for the week. Please don't do that. Because it was parenting advice. It was travel tips. And it was, some college fails here in the top moments of the week.
Yeah.
We will start with parenting advice because Monica was questioned by her own husband. How dare he judge what she fed the children for dinner? But she replied with, basically the remark that shuts it all down.
I am tired of cooking. Like, I feel like since quarantine, it's breakfast, lunch, dinner. Every time, I'm just cooking all day. I told myself, I don't feel like cooking crap. So the other day, I looked at the kids. I'm like, what's for dinner? Slices of cheese and some crackers. Here you go. And Jared came home and said, are you really giving our kids just cheese slices and crackers? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, are they full?
Yes, they are.
Is he full?
Is he full? That's the question you ask yourself as a parent. Not did I do a good job? Was it nutritious? Did I put in the work? Are they full?
Yep.
That's the only question. I will say this. The food in Fort Monica is terrible. There's no good meals. She's just, are you full?
Okay.
Here's a handful of dirt.
It makes you stronger. You gotta be tough.
It may not be delicious, but it's edible.
Yeah, it's edible. And just remember too, Antoine, there are no beverages in Fort Monica. You have to drink your own spit.
Oh, good gracious.
Yes.
You know what? Never mind. Just let me. I'm going to fight the battle.
I'm going out.
Never mind.
I'm going out on the front lines, take an arrow to the face. I don't care. Like I said, this is the all Monica Brooks edition of the top moments of the week because we got into a lengthy discussion, mostly Antoine and I, about Las Vegas.
Yes, we did.
And traveling to Las Vegas and when you should go to Las Vegas and when you should fly out of Las Vegas. I'm pretty sure Antoine and I could have talked for a month about that.
We could still be talking about it right now.
Monica, you've never been to Vegas. You would like to go at some point, and I would like to not go at the same time. I could not go to Vegas with Monica. I would not survive.
I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, I do not want to go to Las Vegas with Monica. No offense.
I wouldn't survive. Would not survive.
I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't survive. I'd try to keep up with Monica and not die.
Yo, but y'all been to Vegas and you stayed up all night. Right. So
yeah,
Zach staying up all night is different. It's different than Monica staying up all night. You stay up all night on work nights now.
Oh,
it'll
no.
be 5 a.m. I'll be dying and be like, okay, we're ready to go to the clubs. Ready to go? What is going on here?
I wouldn't make it back.
I'm telling you, we got to go to Vegas. We really do.
No. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. I'm not going.
Yeah.
I got plans that weekend. There's coronavirus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got coronavirus.
It's Vegas. Whenever you travel, you got to just take in all of it. So you just stay up and just have fun. So
I get full. I can't take in all of it. I only want a little bite. So no.
No.
I cannot.
I need a doppelganger. I need somebody to go and pretend to be me. Or there needs to be two of me to be able to handle all the stuff that Monica would get us into.
Yeah, and actually, I would say, Antoine, there needs to be three of you. Because you need regular Antoine.
Right.
Then you need the Antoine clone that's going to go with Monica.
Yes.
And then you need the Antoine clone that replaces that clone when it dies. Because it's not making it back. Yeah, again. The all Monica Brooks edition of the Top Moments of the Week continues. And it caps with a wonderful performance by Monica in Fat Chance earlier in the week, where she was given the challenge of coming up with colleges and their mascots. That's all she had to do. Virginia Tech Hokies, West
simple.
Virginia Mountaineers, Ohio State Buckeyes, Michigan Wolverines.
Just very simple.
Right. Keep going. Very simple. For some people, not for Monica. I gave her, I would have given her an hour and kept going on this because I just wanted to hear all her glorious creativity of the colleges and the mascots. Take it away. Top moment number one.
I need the university and their mascots.
Okay.
I need 8 and 15 seconds.
And go.
Virginia Tech with their turkey, their Hokie bird. Let's see. UVA Cavaliers. Let's see. You got the Georgia Tech Flame. You got the Minnesota Cats. The brilliant Cougars. Mm-hmm. That was out of Jersey.
Yes. Keep going.
The Alabama Moon Rocks. You got the San Diego Snakes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let's see.
Yep.
Do they all count? Let's see.
You're in a roll right now.
The Hawaiian the Hawaiian Tech Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, they don't have bears.
You know, you needed 8, you got 10. That's just
good,
a great job.
Oh,
just
yeah, this is the way we go.
Fantastic.
I really enjoyed how the brilliant university, how she had thought about it. She goes, oh, yeah, I think that's out of Jersey.
Yes,
like
yes,
she
of
really
course.
Put thought in that one.
I think they're at Trenton. It's in Trenton somewhere.
Y'all didn't know?
Yeah, I believe they play against the Maryland Egg Salad Sandwiches. I know them. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Great job, Monica. I mean, really, thank you for carrying the week of broadcast.
Thank you, thank you.
Antoine and I just talked about which flight to take out of Vegas. That's all we did.
That's what we brought to the table.
Top
that was good info,
week.
Though.
It
that
was. Good. I guess. We all forgot it, though. All I remembered was who would survive with Monica in Vegas. The top moments of the week on the thing.